You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Hello, and this is Eric Dye, and welcome once again to the eMusician Podcast Show here on EPN, where we feature different individuals in the music industry that gives you a chance to hear how, as musicians, business owners, and entrepreneurs, they're growing their fan bases, shares their experiences, creation successes, and or setbacks, and more. Today we're speaking with Zach Bear, a longtime musician with a new hit single, The Great Divide. He's also the co-founder of Rock House Live and CEO of Music Tech from Venue. And Mr. Bear, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Thank you, Eric. Glad to be here.
Yeah, you bet. Glad to have you out, and sounds like you got a lot going on as well. So, Zach, tell us, you really hit it out of the park with your new single, The Great Divide. With everything happening right now in the world, it's very timely. Tell us about the song and the inspiration.
Absolutely. So, you know, I guess number one, it really does kind of resonate with what's going on today. I wrote it a few years ago when things weren't quite as bad as they are now, but it was kind of going this direction. And, you know, really the inspiration there is that instead of, you know, creating these divisions with each other and, you know, all this strife and animosity and, you know, not understanding each other, really the whole message of the song is take a look inward at yourself and try to put yourself in the other person's shoes and really, you know, more or less come together, you know, cross the great divide and try to understand what it's like to be, you know, another person. And this is really, you know, extremely relevant, especially when you have folks that may be on the spectrum or, you know, have other, you know, mental or learning disabilities and things like this. But it's just it's an overall message that people need to think more about what that other person is feeling in their shoes and be more empathetic and just create a better world for each other.
And we certainly appreciate the effort made in making this a reality, and that certainly is a great purpose as well. How old were you when you realized you wanted to be a musician or were a musician, and how did your parents react to that?
You know, that's a good question. I think when I was really young, the first thing I remember doing was basically beating on my mom's piano when I was probably about 5 or 6 years old. And I don't know if you want to call me a musician at that point in time, but I certainly was drawn to it like a magnet. I can tell you my mom didn't appreciate me banging on the piano, but she did try to get me lessons, which I took for a while at around 7 or 8, and then decided I was better, you know, just learning piano by ear. But I think really by the time I was in junior high school is really where music started calling my name. It was something that was so much better than, you know, I grew up being a skinny, scrawny little kid, you know, with long stringy hair, and, you know, I wasn't cut out for the football team. And I think that discovery of music, you know, really allowed me to move in a much better direction. You know, not only that, as I figured out that, you know, hot cheerleaders didn't ride the football bus, they rode the band bus, you know, so that that was inspiration too.
Yeah, I bet so. And with technology as a segue, Zach, tell us how you worked in the music industry and carved out a place in music tech and all of those details. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so I've worked in technology pretty much my whole life. I mean, I went to college for English and journalism and just instead found myself pulled more and more towards technology. Obviously, you know, I've started a few companies. I've worked at a lot of big Fortune 500 companies. And in my first, my second startup, really, my first startup I did in 2000, which was called Power Up Networks, and it was really more kind of network operations, management, remote management, things like this. But the next startup, we really started getting into music tech, and the company is called MediaTek, and we had invented some software that will allow fans to download tracks directly to a CD that would be burned, and you couldn't copy that CD. And that was, of course, at that time, of a lot of interest to the major labels. And it really started becoming, you know, kind of one of my life's goals. I loved being able to, you know, I've been playing music my entire life, but I loved being able to create technology and roll out technology that would help provide a means for artists to make more revenue in their own pockets and put more power back in, you know, into their own pockets. And, you know, really to that effect, you know, I've been doing that the whole time. We acquired the original Disc Live back in 2004, and I've run that off and on now for, well, I say off and on. I've run it consistently under a few different names off and on for 17 years. For a good part of that time, it was aligned with EMI and Capitol Music Group. So recorded all kinds of really cool artists all the way around the world. Peter Frampton and Slash and Bad Company and a bunch of others. And then and Venue, you know, I started with Venue in 2016 as CEO and really just kind of brought in some of these technologies, and we've acquired other technologies that are all, you know, again, you know, really focused on music and music rights and being able to generate revenue streams, you know, for artists. So I really love, you know, I love what I do. I feel very, very lucky to be able to work in the two areas that I love the most, which is music and technology.
Well, I can certainly appreciate your passions and being able to blend two passions together and make it happen. And you're certainly doing just that. That is pretty awesome. Today we're joined by Zach Bear, a longtime musician with a new hit single, The Great Divide. He's also the co-founder of Rock House Live and CEO of Music Tech from Venue here on the E-Musician Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, speaking of the Rock House Live, you own that. What is Rock House Live? Talk to us about that as well.
Yeah, so Rock House Live, it's actually a live music entertainment venue, bar and restaurant. I actually launched the first one right after I sold one of my startups. I sold my startup to Mark Cuban, who owns the Dallas Mavericks. I sold it to him back in 2006. And then briefly opened my first Rock House in 2006 to 2008. And then ended up opening, kind of regrouping in Memphis, Tennessee. And 2013, opened one there, and then I opened a second one in Memphis in 2014, and then partnered up with my partner, Jock Weaver, who was the president of Hard Rock Cafe International, and grew that from one store in London back in the day to about 13 stores. And since 2000, what is this year? I'm losing track of time. In 2020, we opened our first Rock House Live International location, which is called Rock House Live Clearwater Beach, and then opened two more, one in Key West, Florida, and then one in Oxford, Mississippi. And what it is, it's really a, I call it a hybrid live music entertainment venue, restaurant, and bar concept that features streaming technology and some venues technology, in fact, called Soundster, that helps identify music that's being played so that we can make sure the right artists get paid. So it's a really, it's an exciting concept. And the food is great. The entertainment's great. We do local, regional, and national talent. You know, so we do run, you know, tours, you know, through the doors. And we're continuing to expand. We have our site set on St. Pete, Florida, as well as a location in Gold Coast, Australia. And we're also looking at London. So we're hoping to grow the concept out fairly quickly.
Man, that is totally awesome, being able to take that concept globally. Good stuff. Also, getting back to the single hit here, what's the one message you'd like to tell our listeners about The Great Divide, and how do we listen to it?
When you listen to Great Divide, I would just say just take a step back and look at your life and look at how you treated everybody in your life today, and ask yourself, you know, is this the best that I can do? Am I treating everybody with respect? You know, the golden rule, and you know, am I really the empathetic person that I think I am, and am I trying to understand that person rather than, you know, either judge them or not be sympathetic to whatever might be happening in their life? You know, it's just generally speaking, it's an uplifting song, and I want people to listen to it as an uplifting and very positive song, and how, you know, kind of how they live their life. Any listener can go out to my official YouTube page, which is youtube.com/ Zach Bear Official. That's ZACHBAIR Official. I'm also on Facebook at the same Zach Bear Official, as well as Instagram. And of course, I am on all the major streaming platforms like Spotify and Apple Music.
And that sounds good. You've certainly got the bases covered on that. Lastly, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Yeah, absolutely. Number one, first and foremost, is nothing's easy. You know, so don't expect to jump into music and have a shortcut and get a good deal and all this other stuff. The music business has changed a lot. I think what artists today need to realize is that they need to be able to stay focused, razor sharp focus, believe in what you're doing. Don't let people tell you that it can't be done, because it can be if you put your mind to it, you know. And, you know, never go out and pay for somebody who says they're going to turn you into a star. You have to do that yourself. You know, you have to chart your own path. There is no shortcut. Just get out there and work hard, write good music, you know, perform it well, do the best you can at every level. And, you know, even if you're reaching for the stars and you only reach, you know, the stratosphere, you're still a lot further than you would be than if you didn't try to get there to begin with.
There you have it. That is some sound advice. I like that and appreciate that. Again, folks, to tune in and to get more information on Zach Bear, visit ZachBearMusic.com. Mr. Bear, all the best, and hopefully we can get you back on with an update of sorts, especially on Rock House Live here on the EU Musician Podcast Show.
Thank you so much, Eric. I appreciate your time.
Hey, I appreciate yours as well. We've been speaking with Zach Bear, a longtime musician with a new hit single, The Great Divide. He's also the co-founder of Rock House Live and the CEO of Music Tech from Venue. And again, for all the details, simply visit ZachBearMusic.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the E-Musician Podcast Show here on EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. And we do thank you for tuning in.